You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Sholta Gale.
Support comes from Sunshine Home Share Colorado, a nonprofit that matches elders looking to remain in their homes with home seekers looking for affordable housing. Home sharing provides mutually beneficial effects for both the home provider and a home seeker. More at sunshinehomeshare.org. Support comes from the City of Boulder, presenting its Housing Equity Symposium on Wednesday, November 10th from 6 to 9 p.m., taking place at E-Town Hall, located at 1535 Spruce Street in Boulder, featuring a line of speakers including Congressman Joe Neguse. More information can be found at bouldercolorado.gov/events.
One car, blue car, old car, new car, classic car, sports car, electric car, wow! What a lot of cars you have in your garage. But isn't that a little extra? If you have more vehicles than you need, donate one, two, or even three to those who can really put it to work. KGNU will use the proceeds to drive more quality into your favorite shows. We make it easy to give with free pickup, and your generous gifts could qualify for a tax deduction. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or donate securely online at kgnu.org.
So, Roger at the microphone tonight, Sholta Gale, and tonight is an all-Scottish music and culture program. I will be playing an interview I did last week with Jean Hess, Jean McLaughlin Hess, Chieftain of the St. Andrews Society of Colorado. Jean will talk about the St. Andrews Society Gala coming up on November 20th. And I will be bookending that interview with a lot of Scottish music from different artists, local and international. So here is a tune from a local band, no longer together, but quite good while they were together, a band called Canned Haggis. And here's Flower of Scotland from Canned Haggis.
Oh, flower of Scotland, when will we see your lights again? That fought and died for your wee bit hill and glen, and stood against him. Proud Edward's army, and sent him homeward. Think again. Those hills are bare now, and autumn leaves lie thick and still. For land that is lost now, which is so dearly held, had stood against him. Proud Edward's army had sent him home. Word to think again. Are past now, and in the past they must remain. For we can still rise now and be a nation again that stood against him. Proud Edward's army and sent him homeward to think again. Scotland. When will we see your lights again? That fought and died for your wee bit hill and glen, and stood against him. Proud Edward's army, and sent him homeward. To think again, and sent him homeward. To think again. Scots wha hae wa Wallace bled, Scots from Bruce has often led. Welcome to your gory bed, or to victory. Now's the day, and now's the hour. See the front of battle hour. See approach proud Edward's power. Chains and slavery. What will be a traitor name? What can fill a coward's grave? What say peace as be a slave? Let him turn and flee. All for Scotland's king and law. Freedom's sword will strongly draw. Free man stand or free man fall, let him follow me. By oppression's woes and pains, by our sons in servile chains, we will drain our dearest veins. They shall be free. Lay the proud usurper low. Tyrants fall in every foe. Liberty's in every blow. Let us do our best.
Michael McCrory from West Donegal, you came to Glasgow with nothing at all. You fought the landlord and the Africa Corps. When you came to Glasgow with nothing at all. And Abraham Kaplan from Kiev you came. You were headed for New York, but Leeds where you stayed. You built a great business which benefits all. Since you came to this land with nothing at all. In Scotland's story I read that they came, the Gael and the Pict, the Angle and Dane. But so did the Irish and Jew from Ukraine. They're all Scotland's story and they're all worth the same. Joseph D'Angelo dreams of the days when Italian kids in the grass market played. They burned out his shop when the boys went to war. But old Joe's a big man and he forgave all. In Scotland's story I'm told that they came, the Gael and the Pict, the Angle and Dane. But where's all the Chinese and Indian names? They're in my land story and not all worth the same. from Strathnavon you came. Cleared from the Highlands, you made Glasgow your home. You raised a whole family in one room, they say. And the X on the line stands in place of your name. So in the old story, I'll bet that I came from Gael and Pict and Angle and Dane. And a poor Highland lass who could not write her name. It's a common old story, but it's mine just the same. All through the story, the immigrants came. The Gael and the Pict, the Angle and Dane. From Pakistan, England, and from the Ukraine. We're all Scotland's story, and we're all worth the same. Your Scotland's story is worth just the same.
Scotland's Story from Ed Miller. And if you've spent any time at the Spanish Peaks International Celtic Music Festival, you will have seen and heard Ed Miller. Before that was Scots Hohe from Alex Beaton, and then opened the set tonight with Flower of Scotland from an album called Rough Draft by band called Canned Haggis that was around for a while, four-piece band, Patrick McElhinney, Gina Lance, Scott Beach, and Mark, and all of a sudden I've forgotten Mark's last name. Anyway, fine four-piece band, so nice little set of Scottish tunes to open the show. So I'm going to continue that theme, and I think I will do a Dougie MacLean. He's quite a prolific singer-songwriter, and here is one of his, well, what I think is one of his best, one of my favorites anyway, Ready for the Storm from Dougie MacLean.
Oh, the waves crash in and the tide pulls out. It's an angry sea, but there is no doubt that the lighthouse will keep shining out to warn the lonely sailor. The lightning strikes and the wind cuts cold through the sailor's bones to the sailor's soul, till there's nothing left that he can hold except the rolling ocean. And I am ready for the storm. Yes, sir, ready. I am ready for the storm. I'm ready for the storm. Give me mercy for my dreams, 'cause every confrontation seems to tell me what it really means to be this lonely sailor. And when you take me by your side, you love me warm, you love me, and I should have realized I had no reasons to be frightened. And I am ready for the storm. Yes, sir, ready. I am ready for the storm. I'm ready for the storm. Thank you.
distance, it is no real friend. And time will take its time, but you will find that in the end, it brings you me, the lonely sailor. And when the sky begins to clear, and the sun it melts away my fear, I'll cry a silent, weary tear for those that need to love me. But I am ready for the storm. Yes, sir, ready. I am ready for the storm. Yes, sir, ready. I am ready for the storm. I'm ready for the storm.
What's a spring breathing jasmine and rose? What's a summer with all its gay trees? What's a splendor of autumn to those who've bartered their freedom for gain? Let the love of our land's sacred rights to the love of our people succeed. Let friendship and honor unite and flourish on both sides the Tweed. No sweetness the senses can cheat, which corruption and bribery. No brightness the gloom can e'er clear, for honor's the sum of the mind. Let the love of our land's sacred rights to the love of our people succeed. Let friendship and honor on both sides the Tweed. Let virtue distinguish the brave, place riches in lowest degree, think them poorest who can be a slave, them riches to dare to be free. Let the love of our land's sacred rights to the love of our people succeed. Let friendship and honor unite and flourish on both sides the Tweed. Let the love of our land's sacred rights to the love of our people succeed. Let friendship and honor unite and flourish on both sides the Tweed.
changes that have come over me. These last few days I've been afraid that I might drift away. I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think of where I'd come from. And that's the reason why I seem so far away today. Let me tell you that I love you, and I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, I'm coming home. And if I should become a stranger, you know that would make me more than sad. Caledonia, you're everything I've ever had. On moving, proved a point that I needed proving. Lost the friends that I needed losing, found others on the way. I've kissed the ladies, left them crying, stolen dreams, there's no denying. I've traveled hard with my conscience flying somewhere in the wind. Let me tell you that I love, and I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, I'm coming home. And if I should become a stranger, you know that would make me more than sad. Caledonia, you're everything I've ever had. Sitting here before the fire, the empty room and the forest choir, the flames that couldn't get any higher, they're withered now, they're gone. But I'm steady thinking, my way is clear, and I know what I'll do tomorrow. My hands are shaking and the kisses flow, but I will disappear. Tell you that I love you, and I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, I'm coming home. And if I should become a stranger, you know that would make me more than sad. Caledonia, you're everything I've ever had.
Caledonia by Alex Beaton, Dougie McLean composition. Before that was Both Sides the Tweed by Cara Dillon, featuring Sam Lakeman, her husband, on piano, from their album called Wanderer, recorded during the pandemic last year. And then opened that set with Ready for the Storm, Dougie McLean composition and performance. So, coming up to the bottom of the hour, be sure and stay tuned at the top of the hour for Musica Mundi with EC tonight. And now it is time for the interview that I recorded with Jean McLaughlin Hess, Chieftain of the St. Andrew's Society of Colorado. And you'll hear Jean talking about the St. Andrew's Society and the upcoming gala. Good evening. I've got Jean McLaughlin Hess on the line. Jean, welcome to Shoulder Gale.
Thank you, Roger. I am so delighted to be here.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. And Jean is the chieftain of the St. Andrews Society of Colorado. And Jean, what does it mean to be chieftain, and what is the St. Andrews Society of Colorado?
Well, I'll start with what the Society, the St. Andrews Society of Colorado is, if that's okay. We're an organization that has been around since 1963, and we really seek to provide opportunities for people with Scottish heritage or those who just love things Scottish to really pursue their interest in the Scottish culture, traditions, and history. We're a 501c3 nonprofit organization, and we have lots of fun together, just getting to know one another and getting to know our new members, and to basically enjoy things like pipes and drums and Highland dancers and all sorts of Scottish things.
That sounds wonderful. And by your accent and name, you are Scottish. And where are you from?
I'm originally from Glasgow in Scotland. I've been here in Denver since 1997. The interesting thing is when I go back home to Scotland, they tend to tell me I've got an American accent and I've lost my Scottish accent. And since I've not been back there for the last 2 years, I kind of think maybe the American bit is taking over.
Well, I don't think anyone would mistake you for anything but a Scotswoman.
Good.
Yeah, at least not here. So, Jean, I invited you to be on the show tonight to talk about an event that is coming up in November. And what is that event?
On November 20th, this is one of our big events during the year. We have a St. Andrews Gala, or sometimes it's been known as a St. Andrews Ball. And that's a time for us to gather together and really celebrate the life of St. Andrews. St. Andrew, perhaps I should back up a little and say St. Andrew is the patron saint of Scotland. And so his anniversary is celebrated in Scotland on November 30th. And so here we try to choose as close a date to that time to have an event to celebrate our heritage, to celebrate St. Andrew, and just to have a lot of Scottish fun together. This year, November 20th, is our date, and we'll be gathering at the Hyatt Regency at DTC here in Denver.
And what time will that event start?
It starts at 5 o'clock, and for that first hour, we have a cocktail hour. We have the opportunity also just in that first hour to see and hear the Rocky Mountain Highland Dancers. They'll put on some dances at that time, and there's also an opportunity to begin just wandering around our silent auction to see if there's any items that people are interested in and they can start putting in their bids.
And what kind of food will be served that night?
Oh, this night, there will not be haggis on this particular night. We save that for our burn supper in January. But there's going to be roast beef, salmon, and there'll certainly be some vegetarian version, so that for those who prefer that.
And what can people expect to see and hear? You mentioned pipers and dancers, and will there be any recitation of poetry, Scottish poetry, anything like that?
Well, there will be we have just had our AGM last week, and at the AGM, we have the swearing-in of the new council, and that is also a part early in the gala where we publicly, before everyone, swear in the new council. And it's a kind of formal, very, very beautiful sort of way to introduce everyone to the new council. After that, the chieftain gives a welcome, and then there are a bunch of toasts take place. There's a toast to the president, there's a toast to the queen, there's a toast to the past chieftain, and there's a toast to St. Andrew himself.
Oh my, that sounds like an opportunity to sample and toast with some wonderful Scotch whiskies and enjoy the company of the wonderful Scottish people.
Yes.
How should people plan to dress if they are going to attend the gala?
Well, there is an invitation for formal Scottish dressing, the men in their kilts and their formal outfits. There's an opportunity for women to dress up that little bit fancier on this night. There's always an invitation to wear a little bit of tartan just to celebrate perhaps your own clan, or just a tartan that you really like the look of. In Scotland, you know, we're very happy just to see tartan, although that word is very often spoken as the word plaid, but it's actually tartan. And it's just always such an array of wonderful clans being represented and people being very, very proud of their Scottish heritage.
Where can people find more information about St. Andrew Society and the gala if they would like to know more?
They can go on to coloradoscots.com. That's their website, and that will give plenty of information about the gala. There's a sign up there for the gala where you can just get your reservations made. And there's a plethora of information about all things Scottish and about all things St. Andrew's Society of Colorado.
That sounds marvelous, Jane. Now, to get people in the proper mood, what kind of music would you like me to play on the show after our interview to get people's feet tapping and hearts beating in true Scottish fashion?
Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is Scotland the Brave. That would normally be a Scottish person's favorite. Oh, my gosh. I'm blanking on the name of the song that has "And I Would Walk 500 miles.
Oh, yeah. I think it's just 500 miles.
Is it just called? Oh, there
yeah.
you go.
Yeah. That is a good high energy rock song. Angus Moore.
Yes,
one of
absolutely.
My favorite bands does a great version of that. So, well, Jean, I will play Scotland the Brave, and I believe I have a copy of Angus Moore doing 500 miles in my library, and I will play those songs in honor of you and the St. Andrew Society, and would invite people to go to coloradoscots.com to find out more information about the St. Andrew Society, the gala, and all things Scottish in Colorado. So, Jean, thank you very much for your time, and hopefully I will see you on the 20th.
Thank you, Roger. I look forward to seeing you too, and I do look forward to listening to the music as well. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a good evening.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heaver, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heavering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. And I'm working, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And when the money comes in for the work I do, I'll pass almost every penny on to you. When I be the man who comes back home to you. And if I broke, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who's growing older than you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles to fall down at your door. I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, I know I'm gonna dream about the time when I'm with you. When I go out, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And when I come home, yes, I know I'm gonna be the man who comes back home with you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
So there was the interview with Gene McLachlan Hess talking about the St. Andrews Society and the upcoming gala and the songs that she had requested, Scotland the Brave, as played by the Gordon Highlanders, and then I'm Gonna Be, and then in parentheses, 500 Miles by a Scottish duo, the Proclaimers, twin brothers Craig and Charlie Reed, from an original album that they released in 1988 called Sunshine on Leith. And it was a song that reached number 11 in the UK and became very popular in Australia, New Zealand, Iceland, Ireland, and around the world, been featured in different films, Benny and June, and then was a big hit on the UK's comic relief charity telethon. Moving along with other Scottish tunes, picked out a one that I really enjoy from an album called Steel, the show gathering of Scottish musicians singing and playing the songs of Davy Steel, who died at all too young an age. And here's one that Davy wrote about the particular part of Ireland where he's from. This one's performed by Andy Stewart, and the title is Here's a Health to the Sauters. And before I get to that, one of the things that Jean had asked me to add after we did the interview, she said that after dinner on the 20th, that there will be pipes and drums performances, I think from the Queen City Pipe Band, performances of Scottish dance from the Rocky Mountain Highland Dancers and Scottish country dancers. And then there will be general Scottish country dancing and ballroom dancing for all attendees. And there will also be a whiskey ceremony that involves Larry Hay, the chieftain's drummer and dancer, and the chieftain all drinking whiskey out of a, it's like a sterling silver small bowl with handles on the sides like ears. It's called a quig, and everyone's required to take a drink of whiskey from it and then hold it over your head upside down to prove that all of the drink has been consumed. And Jean wanted to make special note of that because she doesn't like whiskey, but she'll drink it in her role as chieftain. So anyway, here is here's a health to the Sauters from Steel the Show album and performance from Andy Stewart.
Preston, where the master's Al Cadell, for he owns five branders on the fourth and the coal to fire them as well. A feather's stain his own coast chin just to feed his bairn and wife. And when that bloody deed was done, I was thorough for all my life. Here's a health to the Sauters and the white girl they make. Here's health to the Sauters that drink in the land of Kane. Who are the Sauters, ken me, for they cry me buttock wool. I was bow-legged when I was born, and be God of that way still. I bet I can swim like any fish that's ever come out to the sea. I to fetch the buckets the furthest out, there's nae as good as me. It's a hell to white girl they make. It's a healthy the Sauters that drink in the land of peace. Pans these last 10 years, I've worked as fast as I can. For every box a Sauter fills, there's coppers in his hand. But the grief he is a dozy rave, he hates us every yin. He would mat your level drops of ye man day another run. He's a healthy the Sauters and the white girl butlers, I'd keep them for the gouges' hands, for the only tax what they can spread to the poor folk that he named, for they tax the sort are heavy, and it shouldn't be taxed at all. Though it should they be just for the rich, there's enough here for us all. It's a health tale, the sorters and the white gowns they make. It's a health tale, the sorters, the drink and the land all takes. It's a health tale, the sorters and the white gowns they make. It's a health tale, the sorters. Land o' cakes.
There's a man I meet, walks up our street. He's a worker for the council, has been 20 years. And he takes no lip of nobody and litter off the gutter. Puts it in the bag and never thinks to mutter. And he packs his lunch in the Sunday's bag. The children call him Bogey. He never lets on, but I know cause he once told me. He let me know a secret about the money in his kitty. He's gonna buy a dinghy, gonna call her Dignity. And I'll sail her up the west coast, through villages and towns. I'll be on my holidays, they'll be doing the rounds. They'll ask me how I got her, I'll say, I saved my money. They'll say, isn't she pretty? That she called Dignity. And I'm telling a story in a faraway sea, sipping down raki and reading Maynard Keynes. And I'm thinking about home and all that that means, and a place in the winter for dignity. And towns, I'll be on my holidays. They'll be doing the rounds. They'll ask me how I got a house. I save my money. I say, isn't she pretty? That ship called Dignity.
So there's a song called Dignity by a Glasgow band called Deacon Blue. never really achieved a lot of airplay here, but it's been released as a single three different times in Scotland and has achieved great success there. Before that was, here's a health tale, The Sotters from Andy Stewart, written by Davy Steele. So coming up to the top of the hour, I am going to play most of a tune called Waiting on the Sun, performed live by Scary Vore, who was just here last month at the Soil Dove Underground. And then I really want to save enough time to play a song written by Davy Steele called Just One More Chorus, and it's performed by a group that includes Davy's young son at the time, Jamie Steele, Kathy Stewart, Davy's widow, Patsy Seddon, Sally Barker, and Siobhan Miller. So I'll take that up to the top of the hour. Be sure and stay tuned for Musica Monday with EC. And here is a bit of Waiting on the Sun, and then I am going to fit in all of Just One More Chorus.
You nailed it. Beautiful. Okay, so we're going to do that part in the middle of the song, all right, and I'll let you know when to start singing. And once you start, as loud as you can, all the way to the end, don't stop. This one's called Waiting on the Sun.
Just one more song we Thank you so much, Roger, for tonight's Schulte Gale, right here on your community radio station. We are KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. A very good evening to you. I'm EC in for tonight's Musica Mundi. Let's kick things off with some music from Orchestra Tout Puissant, Marcel Duchamp. The album is We're Okay, But We're Lost Anyway, and we will hear Flux.
des containers européens remplis de pommes pour la Chine. Croise dans l'océan Indien des containers chinois remplis de pommes pour l'Europe. Ah, ah, ah. De jeunes paysans africains partent ruinés vers l'Europe pour cueillir des tomates qui sont envoyées en Afrique. Ah, ah, ah.